Well, good morning, everyone. It's kind of great to be here. It's great for me to be here. I've got a little red badge on my thing. I think you've all got little badges. You'll see, and they'll come into play later. But I quite like to have a little red badge. That kind of fits really well for Anfield. My name is Brian Griffiths. I work in an organisation called the Innovation Agency, and it's part of the NHS. Like, I haven't got time to go into the full detail of the Innovation Agency. Other than to tell you, we are part of the NHS that are challenged with innovating, and innovating at speed and at scale. So I think that's an important part that you kind of need to kind of grasp. But I want to give you a bit of a background on Stop and Go, and I'll do that very quickly. It's a big project, it's been running for a couple of years. But in a short space of time, I'll give you a flavour of that. Myself, Richard Harding, and Richard Foggy just there, are all kind of experienced stop-and-goers. So during the day, if you have any questions about that programme, please come and ask us. We're around all day, so you'll be able to do that if I don't cover everything here. But if we can just kind of go through. So stop-and-go, a European project, and this is essentially what we've been challenged to do in this project, to devise an innovative process in procurement, and it's an instrument. The Europeans always talk about instruments, and this instrument's called PPI. Not the kind of PPI perhaps you're used to, but in this case, it's the Public Procurement of Innovation. And we kind of use that instrument to do a number of things, really, to look at procurement in a new way, in a fresh way. And as part of the process, they expect us to come up with a specification that's fit for purpose across Europe, and that's called the EST, or the EST. And also during the process, they expect us to come up with a reference business case that's fit for purpose across Europe. To add to that, we are engaged in a thing called open market consultations as well, and this is one of those happening today. But this happens in all the multiple countries of the participants of the Stop and Go sort of members. So just so you get a feel, it's a bigger program. It's been running for 2 years. It's a procurement's worth about 17 million euro across 4 countries. So what that demonstrates, I think, in a European project sense, is it's quite a serious project. They're very serious about this project. The UK partners, I think this is the important thing to recognise. We have knowledge partners and we have procurement partners as part of this process. The procurement partners now are East Cheshire CCG, and we're really pleased to say Liverpool City Council now. And ourselves, the Innovation Agency, together with the Telecare Services Association, some of you will be members. Any members of that here today? Okay, one or two, that's good to see. And the KTN, Richard's organisation, KTN members here today? Okay, so we've KTN members and TSA, excellent. We are the knowledge partners, and we are, assisting in the process of this innovation. As you can see, there's a massive logo soup of other partners. This is a mix of innovation partners and procurers. If we just roll that as well. Across these 4 countries, we are doing different things in different European countries. So in the UK, for example, East Cheshire are running a diabetic integrated care service. We're doing domiciliary care here in Liverpool. But in other countries, in the Netherlands, for example, we're looking at the network of elderly with dementia. So we're doing different things in different parts of the world and testing out this idea of PPI in those different settings. Just to give you a kind of idea of the context and the scale which we are operating on. Okay. Yes, and this is just an updated version of that. As I say, 17 million euro kind of project. We've been running for about 2 years with this now, and it's worth saying there are multiple work packages in our Stop and Go delivery. So we have about 8 different work packages. And many of those have been worked on and established already. So we've done things like interoperability, regulatory, legal. We've done a number of different aspects of that. But now we're down at the business end of this project, which is all about procurement. So we really are in a different phase of the Stop and Go project. I'm going to refer to East Cheshire because East Cheshire's kind of was one of the first kind of go live, if it were. They were looking at a diabetes service, and it fitted well with their program of primary care there. They already had an integrated care system. It was called Caring Together, and Stop and Go fitted really well into that program. And in their program, for example, they were looking at not just the provision of diabetic care services, but the technology that could assist that, and around that, an educational package to support it as well. So the three kind of elements that got rolled into one for their particular procurement. That's just about to be awarded. We've kind of gone through that process. We now switch our attention to Liverpool, and we're very happy to do that. But during the process, we went through lots of this open market consultation, and this is what the Europeans would love us to do, really. Speak to each other, provide providers and suppliers together in the same room. So we're going to do as much of this as we can over the weeks that we've got left. Today is a good start of that. There's not many forums like this where we can come together and have a good dialogue. But one of the places we can go is our LinkedIn group. So I'm not sure if anybody's a member of the Stop and Go LinkedIn group. Show of hands, or one or two maybe. Please go onto LinkedIn, join our LinkedIn group. It's a really good way, it's a good platform for us to have a discussion, pose some questions, and get some answers back. This is what it looks like. It's really easy to kind of set up. The moderator sat just there. He's a friendly guy. I'm sure he'll allow you into the program. And just finally, in fact, this is the wider Stop and Go team, a recent meeting in Rome. And I'm going to finish there. We're around all day. If you have any specific questions about the program, please come and ask us. Thank you.